Here we go. Oh boy. Oh, that's right. That's right.
I don't think a lot of people would accept someone staying out all night and coming home drunk, smelling like the club, smelling like perfume, and he expects me to just like accept that and be okay. I was so pissed when he came home, I literally punched him.
Yeah, but that's what happens when he tells you, hey, I want to be with you, I want to marry you, blah, 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 and you tell him,
no.
What do you expect him to do? See, this is Ray expecting girlfriend treatment without giving girlfriend benefits, right? Like, he's not, I mean, like, and again, you guys can go back and watch the last one. He laid it all out on the line, which is something you should not do, as Ray reminded him very quickly of why we preach that. But he told her, he's like, yeah, I want to be your husband and I want to be married and this and that and the third. And she was kind of like, well, I don't know. I don't think that this is really for me. So he's like, you know what? Fuck it. The man just laid his heart and feelings out on the line for you, and you literally curbed him. What do you expect him to do? This relationship's over, dude.
Sorry, I hit you earlier.
Oh. Now she did say, I literally punched him. Now, I was thinking maybe she was exaggerating. But the first thing she says is, sorry, I hit you earlier. Think about that. Rachel just admitting to having assaulted Zay. I'm sorry I hit you earlier. This is on Netflix, guys. She admitted to have punched him. She said, I literally punched him. Sorry I hit you earlier. In what world is that okay? In what world is that okay? Where's the outrage? Where's the Twitter outrage to cancel Ray? Where's that at? She admitted to hitting him, then apologized to him. That's assault. If this were the other way around, this portion probably would never have made it off of the cutting room floor.
Regardless of what you were or weren't doing, I just can't deal with someone being out all night and not answering their phone and not coming in until like 8:15 in the morning.
And so you assault him when he comes home?
Called you like 4 times. I texted you twice and you just didn't answer.
I don't have to lie to you. You know,
and your location wasn't working and you weren't texting back. So if you're really just hanging out with your friends, I don't see why it would be off. And like why you wouldn't be responding to me.
Because I didn't want to. I wasn't responding to you because I told you that I wanted you to be my wife. And you told me that you did not. That's why.
I've been trying this hard. You think I want to just go out and fucking cheat or something? Like, you think?
Yeah.
Okay, well.
I'm like so scared.
There it is.
Dad, I don't even want you to touch me because I'm worried.
Hold on.
This hard, you think I want to just go out and fucking cheat or something? Like, you think?
Yeah. I'm like so sketched out. I don't even want you to touch me because I'm worried about where you've been.
Oh, bitch, please. You're worried about where he's been, but you punched him and you're having a conversation in the same bed with him. Got it.
I don't have to lie, nor do I have to.
Okay, then let's say that you were saving puppies from a burning building all night. Let's say that. You still didn't text me back all night.
See? She was like, well, first it was, oh, well, you were cheating. You know, I have a feeling you were cheating. And Zay's like, bitch, like, I ain't got to lie to you. And I think Zay is keeping it real. Zay's like, I ain't got to lie to you, boo. Mm-mm. No, sir. If I was fucking, I would tell you I was fucking. So then she says, okay, let's say you were saving puppies from a burning building. There's still something wrong with this picture. You didn't text or call me. Rachel and women like her, they need to understand that when they curb their own men, their own boyfriends like this, they need to understand that when something like that happens, you're forfeiting the, not even an obligation, but you're forfeiting the ability to be able to get a hold of him. She still has a problem with the fact that he didn't call her or that he didn't call her back or text her back or pick up the phone or answer her text. Sweetheart, you don't deserve that after what you told him. But let him have done something like that to her, and she would have justified it. Well, you just told me you didn't want to be with me anymore. What was I supposed to do? Fuck out of here, man.
Or come home.
Well, I want to apologize for it. Last night, I think that was...
This is not good. See? Here he is apologizing again, thinking that this is what Ray wants. No, Ray doesn't want this. Women don't want this. No, Ray wants you to stand on your... She wants you to stand 10 toes down and be like, you know what? I went out with my boys, and the reason I didn't pick up the goddamn phone is because I was fucking pissed. And if that's a deal breaker for you, I'm sorry for you. But I'm not going to apologize for something that I am not sorry about. I don't give a shit. Dre Raven says, call me petty, but if a woman hits me, I'm out. If you can't hit someone back and they start taking advantage of that, you need to extricate yourself from that situation. I don't care how small she is. I agree. When a woman physically puts hands on you, you gotta go. Because for all we know, hell, she could have assaulted him and then called the cops and said he assaulted me. Then he's in jail for 72 hours. For what?
Hard for me to hear, and I just really want to just escape in any type of way that I could, you know? But, I mean, that's not an excuse.
This is unbelievable.
I just want you to trust me. I've really been trying.
I know you don't think I was trying, but I was.
No, you weren't.
Look at me.
No.
I mean, you sat here and...
Yo, he said, look at me. She says no. But when her mother tells Zay to look at him, he looks. Zay is going to figure it out sooner or later. He's going to figure it out sooner or later, man. If anybody knows what Zay's Instagram is, like, y'all need to send him these, man. Because every time I turn around, he is being emasculated, and it's insane.
You haven't looked me in my eyes once. You haven't, you know, like, come on now. Like, you have to understand that I've been really, really trying. I've been trying. Sometimes I just do want to get just fucked up and forget about everything.
This is ridiculous.
What can I do? Because I mean,
fucking stay home and answer your phone. It's not, I don't understand, babe. Like, what? This is not who we are. I was so upset. I literally swung on you and punched you. Like, that's not who we are. That's not what we do.
Apparently it is. Because apparently you did.
I felt like it was dumb to say that Merch. You were ready for an engagement and then stay out all night and not come home. That shows me that you're not ready.
No. You told him that you weren't ready for an engagement, Rachel. Do you see how she twists this? Listen to what she says. This is insane. Listen.
I feel like it was dumb to say that you were ready for an engagement and then stay out all night and not come home. That shows me that you're not ready.
That's stupid. That is a bad... Dude, that's not even an account of what happened. He said he was ready for an engagement. He didn't then try to prove that to you by staying out all night. He told you that he was ready for an engagement. You told him that you weren't sure... or weren't ready. So he left. What's he supposed to do? Sit there and cry to you, begging you to be ready to be engaged? Fuck out of here.
I don't want to do this.
This is bullshit. This is her excuse.
Sorry.
Do you see how she's not leaning into him?
And I was trying to leave here with you.
This is ridiculous.
I just want to be done. I just want to go home.
All right. Fuck it. Let her go, man. If she thinks she wants Jake, the supplicator, fine.
Done.
I don't know what to say. I mean, 2 years.
That's it. She's dumping him. She's dumping him because he went out. spent all night out because she told him he wasn't ready. She told him she wasn't ready to be engaged.
Come to. It's fucking crazy how 8 weeks can change your whole fucking life, right?
Yeah.
All right, be out. Peace. Later.
Like, I love you. I really do. I mean, I still want to be with you.
This is all bad.
I really want to be with you, and you love me like you say you do. Then
she doesn't love him anymore, though. Over. What Zay is now doing, he is now fighting for the relationship. No. Nope. He needs to be out of there while maintaining some semblance of dignity. This world is all I have.
So there's nothing I can do.
No. I mean, she was already checked out, man. Zay's gonna have to go through this stuff, man. He's gonna have to.
Can you please stay?
This is getting cringe. This is getting cringe, man. This is so bad. This is cringe. This is unbelievable, man.
I love you.
Dude, don't even do it. Just be out.
Being out all night, but
no, see, this is what Zay has wrong. Zay was not wrong. He was not wrong. I don't give a fuck.
You love it. You care about someone the way that she, you know, she says she does. You don't give up on something like that, that fast, that quick. Well, it hurts more to see her, how fast she just let everything go.
See? This is part of being red-pilled for Zay. What just happened was Zay is shocked at how quickly she can let everything go. But what Zay is going to eventually learn is that Ray checked out of this relationship a long time before she ever had the guts to tell him this. Ray was just looking for an out. She was looking for an excuse. She was never all in with Zay. Yeah, she likes getting dicked down by him. She likes that. But outside of that, she was already checked out. She's just waiting for Zay to fuck up.
Just let us go.
But what Zay eventually is going to figure out. Let's play this again. Just listen.
That quick.
Listen.
You love it. You care about someone the way that she, you know, she says she does. You don't give up on something like that that fast. That quick.
See, Zay doesn't understand how Rachel was able to just move on so quickly. And the truth is Rachel had moved on a long time ago. Yeah, she was still fucking him. She was still sucking his dick and all this other fun stuff. But dude, she checked out a long time ago. Right. Yeah, Jay Blaze says way before the 3 weeks with Jake. Yeah, I believe you.
It hurts more to see her, how fast she just let everything go.
Yep, there you go.
Let us go.
How fast everything go. Yep. Zay is going to realize that it was that this process was a long time coming. Don't turn your back. 4 days.
Happy belated birthday.
Can I give y'all a hug?
Yes.
Hi, Dad. Hi, Mom. I'm the nicest.
Oh, look at this. How about that? April has a stepdad. That makes sense.
The most amazing girlfriend Jake's ever taken home. Just kidding.
Oh my God.
But honestly, April is a fucking. His family, like, they're mine.
Y'all are crazy. Let me tell you,
believe us. This has been crazy.
Tell me about your experience with Colby, right?
Yeah. The most amazing 3 weeks.
Tell me about your relationship. Yeah, with Colby. Yeah, I fucked him.
Of my experience, probably with Colby. I'm a good trial wife.
There was a few things that you said to me about him, on traits that he had.
Yeah.
But this one doesn't help. And I think, Jake, you did the same thing with me, with Ray.
Yeah. These last 3 weeks we were with Ray and Colby. It may have seemed like the greatest thing in the world and all that stuff, but just getting back into it, we're struggling a little bit. We are. But then again, I don't think either one of us, regret it at all, because we did find out a lot of stuff that we needed for ourselves.
We're kind of like smooth sailing and like listening to each other finally. And Mike and
this is funny. Look at his face. He's like, dude, do you hear this? Jake just said, yeah, things are kind of rough. And then what does April say? Well, they're kind of smooth sailing. And look at Jake's face. He's like, dude, hold up.
Really, nigga?
Confusion was that with Jake when I asked to get married and I gave the ultimatum was like, I want to be financially stable.
And it's not that I want to be like financially secure, but if something happens, I want that nest egg.
So there you go.
I'm never going to be financially secure. It's called life, Jake.
Oh my God.
And not that he's Jesus that
fucking Christ. He's got his mother and a stepfather. See, this is
Jake is an amazing person and I do love him, and I think that you have been very good for him in a lot of ways. The one thing I did see about Ray, she's very soft.
I don't want to talk about Ray. Don't want to talk about her.
Here we go.
Okay, you are our Filipino firecracker. I love that you know.
She's Filipina?
What you want.
And what exactly is it that she wants, Mom? Dude, April is a side chick. She has side chick energy. Side piece energy, man. That's what it is, dude. That's what it is. April sounds like she's got it all together, but dude, she is a train wreck. Hold up. This is April. Like, this is crazy. And C-Dub says, Mom as marriage counselor is a bad idea. Hell yeah. Like, this is all bad. You've got you've got the dominant mom, the beta stepdad, and the crazy April. Ay, ay, ay.
I love you. I love you.
Aww.
And of course, I adore son. I just want both of y'all to be happy.
I love you, and I've had the most amazing time of my life with you. This experience already made everything clear to me that I've finally learned like who Jake is and what Jake wants to explore. And I'm like,
So fucking Colby taught you that? Okay.
I do love this person. Respect.
Yeah, wait till they watch this, because if they do this like they do Temptation Island, where they show them footage that they had not been aware of before, right before, just to get the drama going.
Tim and want to spend the rest of my life with him.
Then you don't have any reserve on taking that by storm.
Yeah.
And making that happen. If y'all do decide to move forward after this,
sit down.
Make a bucket list.
Oh or, my God.
You know, not of travels, but of things that you actually need that you
Jake is out. Look at him.
You realize that you need from this experience.
Look at Jake's body language, man.
But know that. But I love you both very much. Okay.
I love you.
Thank you, Mama. What's that?
Jabalay says April's mom reinforces April's bad traits. Yep. See, Jake is a type of dude who's going to be zeroed out if he stays with April.
Saying, watch what you wish for, it might come true.
This is all bad. And do you see how they're playing this music like everything is okay? Everything is not okay. Colby fucked April. How is this okay? This is unbelievable. Do you see how they normalize just some casual fling? Yes, April's boob job is quite amazing. Oh boy, Shanique and Zay. Here we go.
A lot has
changed. Oh, wait a minute. Shanique and Zay. Oh, okay.
Changed in the last 48 hours. Zay is now single, and he has obviously been in a very vulnerable, emotional place.
Oh boy. Now, oh boy.
He's a little bit more open in terms of maybe what Zay's intentions are for the rest.
This is funny.
Rest of this experience.
So this is funny as hell. So Shanique is meeting up with Zay, who she fucked unbeknownst to Randall. So Zay is now single. Shanique is not single. Shanique is about to branch swing.
So, yeah, I have that in the back of my mind.
Cheater time.
Did he say cheating time?
Maybe what Zay's intentions are.
Hold up.
For the rest of this.
Did he really say that?
So, yeah, I have that in the back of my mind.
Cheater time.
Oh my God, this nigga said cheating time. Oh my God.
You ready? I'm super excited to taste it. You ready?
I like it.
Cheers.
Oh my God. Shanique is a train wreck. Oh boy. Oh, here we go.
Hey, stop touching me with them things.
Oh my God.
You touched me with them.
Hey, you've gotten very comfortable with my
feet.
No. Oh, no. No. Quit. No.
Hey, it's all the good times.
Fantastic times.
Mm-mm-mm.
Cheers. Me and Ray are single, and I think that's something that I had to catch on with Ray, and just feeling like I had to just change everything about me to be right for her. Before we broke up, I said that I was ready for engagement, and then she's like, well, I don't feel well. You know, I don't really feel good. I don't feel like talking.
Yep.
I just never got an answer.
Nope.
Ray made that decision that she wasn't ready.
There you go.
Yeah, I wanted to go out and say fuck everything, like fuck it, I'm getting drunk, I'm getting fucked up, you know? I'm not saying she's the reason she's the reason why I went out and stayed all night, but that is the reason. How am I supposed to feel in that moment?
There you
go.
How
do you feel when you're alone?
Zay does, look.
But somebody that.
Look, Zay does not have to justify shit. I wanted to go out and get fucked up, so that's what I did.
That's supposed to love you and supposed to care about you is in the other room not saying anything to you.
I feel like I have been very respectful of your position and your opinion and your thoughts in this whole situation. If I was to tell you my personal opinion, I think that there's no fucking way that Randall can go from 12 a.m. until 8 a.m. and not text me or tell me where I don't give a fuck what we're going through. I'm telling.
See, this is funny. So now she's trying to condition him. So what she's telling him is like, okay, you pulled that on that bitch, but you ain't gonna pull that out. You ain't gonna pull that off on me. Shanique, did he tell you the reason why? You see this? This is the black woman, y'all. This is the black woman. Shanique wants to make sure he could not stay out from 12 to 8 and blah, 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 blah. And now all of a sudden, she went from being all feminine to acting like a bitch.
I need that for real. There's no way. So I'm being respectful. I'm not,
you're not in my position.
And you know what?
Here we go.
Not, but as a woman, I would never be okay with that.
Obviously, you're a woman. Ray's a woman. And I think y'all are just automatically going to be.
No.
I think so.
No.
I think so. Because the way that you're talking to me is like, well, you left. And like, that is what matters. Because
it's not about you leaving.
No. I understand.
You were gone until 8 a.m. Zay, what the fuck were you doing until 8 a.m.?
Bitch, that's none of your fucking business. You're not my goddamn woman. Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm not perfect. No one's perfect. I came from a fucked up situation. I did. I grew up in a fucked up way. I wasn't raised with people that's telling me to do the right shit. So I know I need shit I need to work on. For the first time in my life, I'm saying, like, damn, Ray did this. I feel some type of way about that. It hurts.
obviously you talk about your past a lot, and I think that is commendable. You're so much better than everything that you've been through. So much better than everything you've been through.
Now she's trying to get the dick.
I feel like you will lean on those things as a way for you to have a pass for why you have done or said.
That makes no sense at all. So now she's sitting here trying to tell him that his proclivities, his past, is no excuse for his proclivities. Zay just sat there and told her, like, I grew up in a fucked up environment. I'm trying to tell you this is why I'm fucked up, because my childhood was fucked up. But Shanika's going to say, well, you're just leaning on your fucked up childhood as an excuse for the behaviors that you experience now. Do you guys see what's happening? Women don't give a fuck what you've been through. They just don't. We say women are the true empathizers and No. Women sympathize, they do not empathize. No. That whole story, all Shanique heard was, I stayed out from 12 till 8. That's all she heard. She didn't hear the part where Zay said, hey, look, like, I'm trying to leave here with you. And Ray was like, I'm not sure. Now, she didn't hear that. All she heard was, this nigga went out from midnight to 8. I can't have that. And now she's sitting here trying to henpeck him. There you go. There it is. Jay Blaze says henpecking from a ratchet ass bitch. Real talk. C-Dub says Zay's single mama childhood will doom him to attracting henpecking 304s until he's dumb enough to marry one or figures out he doesn't have to. Looks like the former currently. Somebody's got to wake this dude up. I mean, I'm going to tell you what, man. By now, we know Zay has got all he's got. And I'm not looking at anybody's Instagram until after the reunion, because, you know, that's the best part. We like to go and hit their Instagram and see what's going on post show. And one thing that we always see is that the guys who end up on the alumni from these types of dating shows, they almost always end up doing better than the women. Almost always. Dude, Deeps, she still doesn't have a man, or at least that last I checked, Shake, he got him a beautiful blonde little snow bunny, right? Ashley Howland is still single. Washley is still single. We know Bashley's single as a motherfucker. Slick Rick, Casey, out here fucking these hoes like it's going out of style. Casey, girl Casey, is still single. Evan is still single too, but he is never alone. Dating shows always end up bad for women. Women who go on dating shows and get the blue check, it is all downhill from there. And it's weird because it's like these dating shows almost imitate life in a way. The girls have all the advantage on the dating shows, but then as soon as the dating show is over, they're never able to really find true love or happiness. They're never really able to find a guy that they want to be with. Because now that they're a celebrity, now they can only date celebrities. This is why Hannah Brown will be forever single. The men who go on these dating shows, on the other hand, they get a blue check mark. Dude, they're in. Dude, I'm gonna tell you, I can't wait. I cannot wait until we can check their IG accounts, because, dude, I can promise you, Zay is gonna be drowning in vagina. He's gonna be drowning in vagina. And you want to know something else? I don't think Zay's ever been with a white girl. I do not think he has ever been with a white girl. Women like Shanique better hope he does not get a hold of a white girl, because if a white girl gets a hold of Zay, it's over. It's a wrap. He ain't going through this.
Or felt a certain way, when I do feel like you're at a place in your life where you are so much better than that. You know better.
You, like, come on now, like, you know better. Like, I never use my past as a...
See? Do you see this? She says, you know better. No, Zay doesn't know. She doesn't know. Somebody said Michelle from The Bachelorette just broke up. I don't know who that is. I'm sure you guys will... somebody fill me in on that. King Life says, Deep D was not attractive, great personality, but if I can't get it up to have kids with the woman, the fuck I look like keeping around? Exactly.
Excuse, or I'm just telling you why I think the way I think. I met a 100 people that fucked me over and that I couldn't trust. And I meet 2 people in my life that I can trust. You think I'm supposed to forget about that other 100?
No. You told me Ray left me like everyone else in my life has left me. What it sounded like to me was you were blaming someone else for having a reaction to an action. So when I say
blaming someone else for having a reaction to an action. So what was he supposed to do? Just pretend it never happened? Like, Shanique, for every action, there is a reaction. Zay's not supposed to just let it roll off his back. At least Zay is self-aware enough to understand that his fucked up childhood is the reason why he's kind of fucked up in the head. Jesus Christ.
That you're using your past as a reason to act or react the way that you do. It's because I've seen you make the connections to things that just really are two separate situations.
What?
Everyone is patient with you because you've been through the things that you've been through in life. I feel like we should be just as fair and patient with Ray. We don't know what the fuck she's been. I don't know what the fuck she's been.
Oh, that's it. That's it. No, you can't even use this bitch as a side chick. Can't even do it. And you want to know something? This is not surprising. This is not surprising. This is not surprising. Because you want to know something, gentlemen? When it comes down to it, when it comes down to race or gender, when it comes down to race or gender, women are always going to choose other women, no matter what. Women would never, ever sell out each other for a man. They'll never fucking do it. No, they will not. Not to each other's faces, they won't. Women will defend each other to the fucking end. This woman just sat here and she's brushing aside Zay's issues and saying, well, we don't know what she's been through. Well, wait a minute. How do you know that she didn't have an action to a reaction? So basically, you're validating the way she feels, but you're going to tell me that I'm in the wrong for doing what I do? Oh, no. No.
And through. I don't know why she's having a hard time opening up and saying what she's feeling, and I feel like no one is giving her the same space.
Are you kidding me?
Just the same respect to figure that out. That's just my opinion from what I see. Wait, I'm not done. Because you're about to say something. I'm not done.
I don't want to cut you.
I'm not done.
All right, then go ahead. Keep on.
See, that was that right there. That right there, guys. This right here. This interaction right here is black woman in a nutshell.
Fuck, she's been through. I don't know why she's having a hard time opening up and saying what she's feeling.
Just listen.
And I feel like no one is giving her the same space or just the same respect to figure that out. That's just my opinion from what I see. Wait, I'm not done. Because you're about to say something. I'm not done.
I don't want to cut you.
Don't cut me off. I'm not done.
All right, then go ahead. Keep on fucking going.
There it is. That right there is called being henpecked. I'm not done. That's what just happened, man. I feel sorry for Zay, man. I really do, because he doesn't get it. He does not get it, man. If somebody could just take him aside. If you could give me a week with this kid, man. Fucking hell, dude.
I'm saying if someone does not have that.
Shanique must really want the dick for her not to go back at him after he said that.
That ability. Just like how we're patient enough to understand people's traumas and how they affect them today and the fact
why
that
you
they...
just say that like that.
Say?
I'm done with this conversation. That was what? Why would you say that like that?
This is why you guys get into arguments the way you do. How about you come back and explain to me what I said wrong, Zay?
No.
You don't want to contribute to the conversation because all you want to do is walk off.
No.
Just have a fucking conversation.
No, fuck that. You know what the fuck you were saying before you said it.
Tell me.
Let me talk about your fucking childhood and just belittle that shit.
I'm not.
What the fuck you talking about?
Every time someone says something you don't like, that's what you do.
No, that's not what happens. Damn, dude, I feel sorry for him, man. I really do. I'm glad he made the right decision, man, to get the fuck out of there. King Life, I love this. He says he puts too much give a fuck in what a bitch has to say. That's good. I like that.
Expressed everything. I don't know Colby as well as I would like.
Oh, so this is Madeline's mom.
When we first met him, he was just so sat beside me.
Yeah.
Talked with me the whole time. Ordered the same meal I ordered. Oh, everything I said was great. I mean, he was truly, the whole weekend was like worshiped me. And then the next couple of times he came, he barely spoke to Tom.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it was almost, it was rude, actually.
Oh, boy. That's not going to discourage Madeline. That's the problem. That's not going to discourage Madeline from doing what she needs to do.
Colby is a lot of bullshit up front. It's hard to have my friends who are close to me be like, no, you shouldn't be with him. For you, who knows me better than anybody, and for you to like express.
Yeah, but we all know that Madeline's not going anywhere. She's not going nowhere, man. She ain't.
Concern or like not be sure. That makes me hesitant. Like I need.
White trash mom. You know what? I'd like to observe a little bit more.
Need it. I wouldn't be able to marry him without, if you expressed, like, severe concern.
No, she's wrong. It doesn't matter. Madeline is going to do whatever it is she wants to do. She's looking for an out. She's looking for someone to tell her that Colby is wrong for her. She's saying, hey, look, I can't marry Colby if you have a serious aversion to him. Nope. Uh-uh. I'm calling Cap. And you want to know something else? Madeline doesn't know she's capping. Madeline has no idea that she's not going anywhere. She thinks that if enough of her friends convince her that Colby is this bad guy that she doesn't need to be with, that she will have the resolve to walk away. She will not. She won't. Because if she had the resolve to walk away from him, she'd have done it already. Colby pulled the ultimate, bang and bounce. He was out all night long. And listen, Ray dumped Zay because he was out all night. But we all know that Ray had checked out a long time ago. Madeline, we thought, checked out. But Randall's a fucking loser. So Madeline didn't really get a chance to check out. So then she gets right back with Colby, who puts the moves on her, and now all of a sudden, Colby is even worse acting. She found out that he not only made out with somebody, that he's been texting with somebody. Wait till he finds out she fucked April. I can't wait till he finds out that she fucked April, that Colby fucked April at the reunion.
I see the best in everyone. And I give them the benefit of the doubt. And he hasn't done anything in front of me that makes me say, absolutely not. You know, I think this is a terrible idea. He always seems so good to you. I've seen good things in him. I see that he loves you, and I've seen him be incredibly giving and kind and helpful.
Ah, I like this. Jay Blaze says, Maddie will be like Giannina from Love is Blind, always chasing Colby. Oh, good. Hey, Dev, the floor and surface shield has arrived. Dev. So please go out and get that. Yeah, I think this is, you know, the interesting thing, there are some parallels between Damien and Giannina and Colby and Madeline. Because Damien really liked Giannina. Like they instantly clicked, but Giannina was bossy, she was bitchy, and she was batshit fucking dude. I'm gonna tell you what, man, Gigi might be the craziest fucking bitch of all time, as far as dating shows go. But when Damien left her at the altar, that imprinted on Gigi. That imprinted on her. Now, Damien is the one that got away. Damien is the one that got away. And Jay Blaze, you could not be more correct. This is Damien Giannina. Real talk. Real talk, man.
But I have my own shadows in my mind that just always.
And I think you passed those down because I definitely did too.
You lived through them with me.
I have my own shadow. So mom's made bad decisions with men, which is why she's now a single mother.
I have such like a desire and a need. I mean, it's truly a need at this point, and I don't know if it's healthy or not, but to feel like loved and wanted, that is the one thing that if I'm not getting, that I will do whatever it takes to get.
Me and Rick. Now she's about to justify getting back with Colby. That's what this is. I'll do anything to get it. And if Colby, yeah, I know he's rough around the edges, but if he loves me and Colby says he loves me, then I can stay with him.
Randall were like, we really did have a connection. Randall was like, I could see myself with Madeline. Like, I could see a future with her. We, you know, he does think we would be a really good couple. And I'm like, I mean, I agree. Randall's perfect. But then, like...
Randall's perfect. Ay, ay, ay.
There was something missing.
Yes, he didn't want you. He either didn't want to fuck you or was too scared. Either way, that's not good.
The problem that Randall has in his relationship that he came here with is, like, lack of passion and effort, like, putting all of himself into it. And I know, and that is something that Colby offers me that I've never had before.
Colby there it is.
Like, I want to build a life with
told
a
you.
Person.
What did I tell them,
you? You know,
here we
my
go.
Partner.
What did I tell you guys? Spirit,
like, that's his priority.
Told you.
And see? I want to be the priority.
See that?
The past, that has been your biggest struggle.
Yeah.
Is not feeling like the other person was there for you.
Yeah.
Anything else, or is that the biggest thing?
His listening, as far as like conversation goes, looks like when Colby tries to have a deep conversation, I don't know what he's talking about. Sometimes he loses me along the way.
Yeah, that's a you problem. Madeline, and the reason why he loses you along the way is because you're, number one, you're young and dumb, but number two, you're always drunk. Like, that's a huge problem.
And that's hard for me. To me, it's like, yeah, he might lack a lot of things, but because he is so passionate.
What did I fucking tell you?
I believe he will commit to work on those other.
What did I fucking tell you? What did I tell you this bitch was going to say 10 minutes ago? What did I tell you? You can't make this stuff up, guys. I just sat here and told you exactly what she was going to do. Yeah, Colby is this and Colby is that, but Colby is this and Colby is that, so I'm going to stay with Colby. Jay Blaze says in the first episode, yeah, she despised Colby. Oh, she hated him. She's like, oh, you know, Randall and Colby brought the hat, and I don't know why these girls like the hat and this and that.
Thanks. He excites me. Because I don't want to be bored. I don't want to be bored.
No bitch wants to be bored, Madeline. Fuck out of here.
I'll never be bored. I might be annoyed and exhausted sometimes, but I'll never be bored with Colby.
There you go. There it is. Guys, dude. Like, the guy on Manosphere Highlights Daily says, this is gold. This is gold. She just sat here and told you. I might be annoyed, but I won't be bored. Guys, I tell you this all the time. Women would never admit this out loud, but a woman would rather be cheated on than bored. A woman will forgive a man who cheats on her before she forgives a man who bores her. Colby does not bore Madeline. He keeps her on her feet, on her toes. He keeps the drama. He keeps her eyes wet, which means her vagina's wet. And you can tell the look on mom's face. She's like, yeah, Madeline, you're right. I never wanted to be bored either. But look how my life turned out. Look at her face. Look at Madeline's mom's face. Madeline's mom's face knows. She's like, dude, she sounds just like me when I was her age. She's going to end up just like me at my age.
And I know you're like the passion, so that can go away. I know you're like,
I can change it.
Well, here's the thing. extremely passionate men are almost never boring. That's the problem. Oh, dude, this is it. Jay Blaze is nailing her. Maddie is a whore who can't be complimented. Absolutely. Maddie is ruined because she loves toxic chick. You know it. Maddie is reverse Cinderella. She loves getting shit on. Yes. Madeline is the perfect example of the worse you treat them, the better they treat you.
Through stages.
I always find something wrong with somebody.
There it is.
What's wrong with me that I have to do that?
Here we go. See? She's now... what did I tell you guys she was going to do? She was going to sit here and she was going to look for everybody that's going to tell her Colby's bad, stay away from him. But then she's going to come back with 100 different reasons as to why she should stay. Can't make this shit up.
Do you think I'm ready to get married?
Look at this. This is unbelievable.
And like, not just Colby. Like, do you think me as I am?
King Life says, Madeline, I think I got her figured out. She hates Colby because he was the only one she could have her claws in. But now she's realizing he's the best she can ever get. And Colby can move on anytime. She's now into Colby because she's not the best he can do. Wow. Wow. You know what, man? She may not realize that she realizes this. She might not be able to verbalize what King Life just said, but I agree with you 100%. I agree with you 100%. She's like, I had this dude all to myself. He gave me the ultimatum, and I was going to go and fuck around on him, but Randall's a fucking loser, and the only dudes checking me out don't look like Colby.
That's hard. I mean, how do I answer that? Hard for me to say that you're ready because of myself.
Yeah.
You know, because of my own experiences. It's like I want to protect you. But I mean, you're never perfectly ready for anything.
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah.
I love marriage and I'm believing marriage, you know, for life. And I want you to have that because it's amazing. Marriage is amazing. I know that you're going to make the right decision.
Wow. The tsunami of pussy coming for Colby is 60 bitches deep. You know it. Man, oh man. Oh, Ray and Jake are... Ooh. Ray and Jake. Uh-oh. Where is April?
Tonight, I just want Jake to know how upset and overwhelmed I'm feeling. I think that Jake is amazing, and I think that he is a great partner. I'm scared of my connection with Jake. Come on.
She's thinking of rejection right now.
Seems like you have a lot to say.
You know what? Fuck it. I broke up with him.
Oh, shit.
Uh-oh.
I was like, I didn't want to leave you. I just felt like I had to. And he brings you up a lot, too. And I'm just like,
Well, of course.
Okay. We argued about you a lot, actually.
This is her boosting his ego. That's what this is. This is her boosting Jake's ego. And as you can see, it appears to be working. He's like, oh, shucks.
And then he was like, I knew I should have took that box. You, like, broke up with him?
I moved all my stuff out.
What are you saying?
So, yes, I'm single now. I don't fucking know.
Damn.
She's shooting her shot.
So, like, I need to know what's going on with you and April. Like, I need the cheese, man. I need the tea. I need to know what's going on with you guys.
So, you were butt heads to a point where we're, like, screaming at each other.
Mm-hmm.
But I do definitely need to give April a chance to try to make things work at the end of this.
Uh-oh. That's not what she expected.
Thank you.
That's a body blow. Devin says, I hate how they normalize making major life decisions while under the influence of alcohol. There is alcohol all the time. It's in our faces all the time. It's actually quite remarkable. It's actually quite remarkable how prevalent the presence of alcohol is. It really is.
I'm just trying to put myself in, like, Zane April's shoes.
This is good, actually, to be honest with you. Now, the reason why Jake is doing this, it's not that... here's the thing. Jake does not want to be with April anymore. He doesn't. He wants to be with Ray. But he's not man enough to tell April and his mother and his stepfather, I don't want April anymore. I want to get with Ray. The difference between April and Ray are the same difference. The same differences between my brother's wife and the woman he chose her over. My brother's wife is a lot like Ray in terms of her being, you know, laid back. She's a follower, et cetera, et cetera. But another girl that my brother was dating, she was just like April. She was hot. She was fun-loving, outgoing. My brother made the right decision. He went against my mother's advice and married the woman he's married to now. That's it.
Like, we should, like, send them on a date and just see what happens. That'd be funny.
Oh, my God. Send Ray and April on a date? Oh, my God. I'm going to tell you what. Yo, they laugh. They laugh and they chuckle, but that might actually be the combination that could work. Jay Blaze says, remove April, raise attention, will dry up. Yep, I agree.
It's funny, though.
Anytime we hang out, it's, like, always fun. I mean, how does it make you feel that pretty much, like, the whole group, aside from Zane April, the whole group is pretty much, like, y'all two need to just, like, be together? Like, how does that make you feel?
I mean, it does say a lot.
We're so... Fuck.
We're together, right?
We're so cute. Everyone's like...
Oh, listen to this.
The whole fucking group.
Oh, boy.
Everyone says opposites attract, but...
In our case...
Our case, no.
Similars.
Yeah. Attract.
Oh, boy. Similars attract, I guess, to a degree, but relationships need polarity. Now, April and Jake's polarity is perfect, except it's on the wrong gender. April's the leader, she's outgoing and blah, 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 blah. Jake is laid back. He's a mama's boy. That needs to be the opposite. Jake needs to be like April. April needs to be like Jake. But these two together, things will get very boring.
I like this, Rachel. I want someone like you as a partner. Okay, so...
Uh-oh. Look. Jake is like, oh, shit. What do I do? Look at him.
And it was very hard to tell her that I'm trying to fix things with April and all that stuff because I still love April. But at the same time, I've never met a girl like Ray. I do have a thing for her. I think we have a thing for each other. Fuck, there's just a lot to think about.
I'm literally single.
I wanna make this clear, guys. Jake is a good dude, man. I think it's all clear to us that Jake is a good guy. He really, really is. He really, really is. Unfortunately, his mother has ruined him, man. If Jake had a father like Ray, if she had a father like Ray's father, this would work a lot better.
I'm like, what the fuck happened? Like, I broke up with my person, so I'm sitting here kind of like, what do I do with myself? Like, what am I doing? Like, I'm just here. I'm not gonna cry.
She let go of one branch, but the branch she was reaching for. Now, to her credit, at least she dumped Zay before she shot her shot at Jake. We can say whatever we want. we can say whatever we want, but at least she didn't, at least she's having this conversation with Jake after she broke up with Zay rather than before. Unlike Shanique, who had the conversation with Zay before the conversation with Randall. Maybe what the fuck is that? Uh-oh. 2 days. Oh my god.
It's crazy to think that, like, this is the
Shanique and Randall.
The last day before the big day and the big decision. So do you feel like you were able to, I guess, try to get the most out of me throughout these past couple of weeks?
Typically, I am a little, like, invasive, and you've told me that, like...
Yeah, no shit.
Like, annoying or something? Yeah.
You're supposed to laugh when you tell a joke, Randall.
He wasn't joking, bitch. Oh, there it is! There it is! He's like, it wasn't a joke. Look, look, look. Check it. Check it.
Like that makes
annoying or something? Yeah.
You're supposed to laugh when you tell a joke, Randall.
Wasn't a joke.
No, but I know that I kind of, like, throw things on you all the time. And I'm
kind of throw things on you all the time?
I'm, like, asking you a bunch of questions all the time.
So do you see that? Dude, I swear to God, Shanique is a goddamn chameleon. She's a chameleon because she's affable, she's likable, she's friendly, she's submissive, and da-da-da-da. You know, she has this good sense of humor, but just like that, she turns right into, well, Shaniqua.
I know that that can be a little annoying.
A little?
I do feel like I've gotten a lot out of you in terms of, like, what you really need and the things that apparently I've done in the past that have pissed you off.
Apparently? So she won't even give credence to his concerns.
Off, like, really hurt you and... I think that gave me a lot of perspective about what I need to be better at, which is just being, like, a lot.
Oh, more. Ain't this something. So she attempted to branch swing. You see what's happening here? You see what's happening here? So Shanique shot her shot. Shanique shot her shot. Hey, Oxcraig says fake laughter. Yes. Shanique shot her shot with Zay, right? Zay proved to be the... He proved to not really put up with her bullshit, and now she's like, okay. Okay. Okay, I'm just gonna get back with Randall. Aye, aye, aye.
Empathetic to you, being kinder and just more gentle.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I think, too, just giving you space to speak up, because I'm asking you to speak up, but I also talk a lot, so... Yeah, all of that, so...
I have seen that improvement in the things that I have asked, at least, of you. And I hope you've seen that from me as well.
I have.
One thing that I want to let you know that I've respected is you valuing my time just as much as you value yours. Whether that's,
yep, you know,
getting ready on time when we go on these dates or just keeping me in mind when time is of the essence. Like, to be real, that was like a thing for me. It was, like, a thing.
If anybody... I never made it that much of a thing.
Yes, you did. Do you see how much more feminine she is? She's so much more feminine. She's more affable. She's unbelievable, dude.
Yeah.
I thought unbelievable. There was no saving you with that.
This is unbelievable, dude. When Randall finds out what the hell... Oh, my God, dude. I'm going to tell you what. This reunion is going to be fucking fireworks.
Yeah, I've seen that improvement throughout these past couple of weeks. And I don't know if you learned that from anybody else or you just kind of, like,
wow,
did some self-reflection and thought about it, but I can see that, the improvement. Are there things that you've seen from me that you kind of didn't expect?
Honestly, the physical stuff with Madeline.
Oh, boy.
I was surprised, like, by that because I feel like...
Jay Blaze says, I hate you, Randall. You are a waste of a high SMV body. It's not too late. It's not too late. It's not too late. We were all Randall at some point in time. We were all Randall. So give him some time.
You're a person who's very, like, collected, but you were just like, no, like, I think I can do that. And I was surprised that you didn't. But, yeah, it was uncomfortable for me. And I was like, dang, okay, well, I guess this is my green light. to also, like...
Oh, okay.
Think about what that physical connection meant to me and what my physical connection with Zay meant to me as well, you know, so...
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
I think...
Do you hear what just happened? Do you hear what just happened? What she just did, she said, I was worried about you and Madeline's physical connection. She beat him to the punch. She's raising a concern that she had. He is raising a concern that she has to cover up his rightful concern. She fucked Zay. And so to cover up the fact that she fucked him, she said, I'm concerned about your physical attraction to Randall.
We had like an emotional connection. Obviously there was like physical attraction there, but.
Truthfully, in the beginning, I just thought like, okay, they're gonna get, whoever she's living with, they're gonna get on each other's nerves.
So you were surprised they actually liked me?
Yeah, I mean, not liked you, but like not didn't get tired of you, you know?
Well, you didn't get tired of me, I'll say that.
Oh,
I could tell.
Oh.
I didn't think that.
Did she just admit her entanglement? Did she just, yeah, King Life says she admitted her entanglement. Okay.
As, like, relationship bothered you at all?
No, because at that point, Zay and Ray were still together. Where does he go from now? Does he kind of still try to get more out of you? Is it going to turn more romantic? Because it is a little different now, so...
Being with Zay, I started to think about a lot of things that, like, I may have messed up on and started to regret a lot of the decisions, such as even bringing you here. Like, obviously, I did have, like...
What?
...the connection with him at a point, but to be frank, like, I don't think that there's much else that, like, I need from that situation.
Look at this.
What we really, really need in a marriage, like... We have the ability to give that to each other.
Oh, my God. This is unbelievable. This is unbelievable, guys. I'm going to have to leave it there. I'm going to have to leave it there, gentlemen.